I've been organising air shows in Bray and Rush for the last number of years, and last year was the first year through the support of the council, but primarily the Darren Group, Fionnuala and her team. We ran an amazing show in July of last year, and we're back this year. Last year we had the most amazing weather. I'd say the best welcome we've ever had anywhere in the world, and we've done various events across the UK and Ireland. And we're back this year bigger and better with an additional, probably, I think I'm just counting quickly here, an additional 16 aircraft. So there's a couple of real stars this year in that on the Saturday evening, we have a Formation 2 aircraft going to put on a pyrotechnics display preceded by a trad session at Sligo Airport. And the aircraft themselves will launch about 10 p.m. And it's the first time in Ireland, so we've gone through additional regulatory sort of hoops to get through for this. It has never happened on the island of Ireland, as far as I know, but certainly never in the south. So we're making history on the 27th. Then on the 28th, we have an amazing show lined up, and I'll start with the headline act, and they will be in Sligo. People will see them during the week. They're going to arrive about a week out from the show, and they are the Royal Jordanian Falcons, who literally travel all over Europe. They come up from Jordan with a big support team, and they display in France, then they display in the UK, and they're coming to Sligo on the Monday preceding the show. So people will see them knocking around in their red flying suits and their mechanics as well, and they have a branded Jeep. In addition to that, then, I'm just looking as well, that's their first time in Sligo, and we have the Ravens, and the Ravens have been with us at many shows over the years. They're based in Wales, and they have a six-ship formation. So we had none of this last year. If you look, we were ones or two aircraft, but the Jordanian Falcons are a four-ship. The Ravens are a six-ship. And then we're back to the Firebirds, who will display again on the Sunday as a two-ship. The Strike Master, that jet that made the wonderful noise and the echo off the hills of Knocknarea, etc., and the Water is back as well. And it's probably the most impressive because of the non-site display. Irish Parachute Club are back. The Air Corps are going to join us as well. We're waiting to see what they are going to send. And then in addition to the Mustang, which people will remember, that fantastic acoustics off the Merlin engine, we have a Spitfire coming this year as well. So there's a significant step up in the cost of running a show like this. And I suppose for us, really important that local people support this. A lot of people have put a lot of work, the 6 months' work minimum, gone into this, and that people locally will support it, because if it's to survive and come back, we need local support that people attend to. And it's been run on a sort of a break-even event. There's nobody out to make huge money or anything out of this, so we're just trying to cover our costs for everybody, including an awful lot of work by Noel and his team at the airport. And as I said, the regulatory process is deep and deeply involved in getting us a successful and a safe air show.
And you spoke there as well, just kind of about the local side to it there and the importance of that. And, you know, this event, it brings so much to the area. And, you know, it's not just an air show, it's so much more.
You are absolutely correct. And also, you know, I've had the pleasure of being at the market once or twice and amazed by it. We ran a charity fly-in to go with the Deja Vu rally a couple of months back. It's the most amazing location, and there is great support, obviously, for the market, etc. There's a fun fair, there's various activities. So this is built around the family. You know, the whole event is built around a family day out, unique day out. And as you said, and we are just really hoping that we will get good local support, as we did last year, and that we can bring back hopefully a better show next year. That it's so self-sustaining if people locally will support it. We don't really expect people from Dublin or Cork or Galway, but from the East Coast or South to travel. We are asking for local support in the greater Sligo area to make sure this comes back, because it's effectively aerial rock and roll. And we have world-class acts here. The Wingwalkers, who were a huge hit last year, you know, they've done over 700 shows. And when they finished last year, their boss just sent me a text that it was by far the best weekend they ever had in their lifetime. And that's a great credit to the welcome they get. The facilities, the scenery is second to none. And we just hopefully get fine day and good local support.